Welcome to Shotgun Sports USA, powered by Winchester Ammunition, the American legend. Listen to the best shotgun shooters from all over the world in every discipline. Championship-winning coaches, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, as well as companies that make it all happen. Brought to you by Briley, Rick Hemingway's Pramatic Trap Sales, Cole Gunsmithing, Clay Target Vision, Castellani USA, and Falcon Strike. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit us online at ShotgunSportsUSA.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram.
Russell Moccasins are leather workers and bootmakers out of Berlin, Wisconsin, and a lot of you've probably heard of them. The company started in 1898, still making boots today. They're all handmade, super comfortable, and geared toward the sporting lifestyle. They're hosting a Sporting Clays tournament in March at Orvis Shooting Grounds at Purcell Farms. This will be a fun shoot with a lot of great companies behind them and some cool prizes. For more information, go to our website, ShotgunSportsUSA.com. You'll find the link there. Click it and find out more. Okay, you're going to hear about another huge tournament coming up very soon. The Texas State Championship is combined with the Browning Briley, and this is taking place at Greater Houston Gun Club with payouts of around $150,000. I have the president of the Texas Sporting Clays Association on with me to tell you all about it. Please welcome to the show, Ben McAnally. Ben, what's up, man?
Hey, not too much. Just burning up some Texas highways like always.
Well, there's a lot of highways out there in Texas to burn up, I can promise you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, from one end to the other, it takes you about 3 weeks, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Talking to people who maybe shoot either overseas or in other parts of the country, you know, they always want to know about Texas and, you know, about how we have... I think we have just under 40 clubs in the state that throw registered targets. And, you know, from Beaumont to El Paso is a greater distance than it is El Paso to LA or Beaumont to New York City. And so, you can fact check that one. But it's a big state. Just to say that.
I know I drove out to Nationals 1 year and I rode with a guy named Kyle Millwood. I'm sure you know who Kyle is.
I know Kyle.
I'm telling you, we drove through Texas for at least 3 days. I mean, I said, yeah. Kyle, what is, and he swore it was just one night. I said, I'm telling you, we drove through Texas for 3 days. So yeah, it's a big place, big place.
Yes, sir. But, so, and arguably kind of the, probably one of the sweet spots for clay shooting. You know, I know you're in Georgia and Georgia has just some amazing clubs, right. Great shooters, great pros. I know there's some little hubs throughout the U.S., but I mean, Texas, it's pretty hard to argue with.
Well, they do a lot of stuff out in, you got the corporate stuff, the old guys and whoever else is out there. They all like to shoot clays, whether it's competitive or for recreation. And there's some of that here, but I know it's huge in Texas, that side of it.
Yes.
So, being in Texas, we talk about sporting clays on this podcast most of the time. Sometimes we get some crazy people on here and talk about something else. But what do you do? Just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, my business partner, Michael, and I, we own a private wealth management firm, Cedar Gap Wealth Management. So we kind of came from the one of the big Wall Street firms, and COVID helped us become motivated to tell all the folks in New York and California, you know, adios, and that we were going to do it our own way. So, anyway, we're both pretty active in shooting. Michael's got a couple boys that he chases around doing the sports thing, so he doesn't make as many shoots as I do. But you know, anytime you see Cedar Gap somewhere, that's how you know that Ben and Michael were involved or donating, or, and you know, and I'm a big fan of, you know, put your money where your mouth is, and maybe if you don't have the money, put your time where your mouth is. And so, and that's how I got involved in the association, you know, local club that grew to the state level, that's grown to, you know, even bigger. Right. So that's, and it's funny you mentioned corporates, you know, I think that's how everybody gets started. They get invited to be somebody's plus one at a corporate shoot, and you go out there with a borrowed gun and you break 54 out of 100 and you go, holy cow, that was the coolest thing ever. And before you know it, you're drowning in it.
That's so. The only time that you really don't care what you shoot.
You exactly.
Know, every time after that, the very next time you're like, I should have hit all of those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's, so you're on the board for Texas State.
Yes, sir. Yep. I've been on the board. Gosh, you know what? I should know this. I think since 2014, I was pretty involved in my local club, and it's out in West Texas, not exactly, you know, a huge area. And I just felt like some of the shooters and the clubs and the people weren't all the way represented. I felt like there was a lot of activity in Houston or San Antonio or Dallas. And so I just wanted to have a voice for the little guys out there. And then, you know, what's the saying? No good deed goes unpunished. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, if you're incapable of keeping your mouth shut and sitting on your hands, you end up with one job, then three, then 10, and you end up being the chairman. So,
well, you're the man for now.
Well, for now. Yeah. This is my fourth and final year. And, I've kind of perfected my elevator speech, if you will. You know, the state associations, and I know different states have different kind of mandates, but, you know, we're not the governing body. We're not the NSCA. You know, we don't make the rules. We don't write the rule book, you know, stuff like that. I think our job as a state association is to do programs, awards, and recognition. And, you know, our programs are our Texas State shoot coming up, the little tour around Texas that we do to kind of help the smaller and mid-sized clubs that maybe can't just have 1,000 people show up at a Texas State. You know, awards for those people who participate in those events. And then our recognition program, probably our biggest one, is the Hall of Fame, which is, this is the 20th anniversary. So later, when we talk about the Hall of Fame, I think it's important to hit on the fact that that's one of our big recognition programs. And so, you know, beyond that, there's a lot of questions and comments that I get that I end up forwarding uphill to our friends in San Antonio who actually make those, you know, judgment calls and you know, help the sport grow. Because it's difficult. It's difficult to manage the little club, you know, in a small town. Versus, you know, a club that might have 500 people at a registered shoot, you know, just a monthly shoot. And that's a reality in Texas, whereas a lot of states don't have that problem.
Yeah. I was going to ask you next, what is Texas being as big as it is and having as many clubs as it does, how much different do you think it is, in that organization versus some of the other ones in the country?
You know, I've got a lot of good friends in Kansas, right? I've got a great relationship with the Greenwood family. And you know, I've spent many an afternoon in Jim's shop watching wood chips fly and us just talking about nonsense or sporting clays or everything in between. And so, you know, I know a little bit about Kansas. I know some guys, you know, from the Midwest, and you know, I think the big difference is, like I mentioned, Texas has just under 40 clubs that throw registered tournaments. And so that's one of the big tasks that the state association takes on every year is, you know, there's only 52 weeks in a year. And if you throw out the holidays and the, you know, the known, you know, graduation weekends and spring breaks, you know, you can really narrow that down. And so how do you fill a calendar where you got a state with 40-ish people all vying for optimum weekends? So we fantasy football draft it, if you will. It's a process we call pick day. And we take the clubs that throw the most, like a Greater Houston Sports Club or a Defender, you know, Clay Sports Ranch, all the way down to the, you know, my home club, one of the smaller ones, Abilene Clay Sports. And so, you know, when it's your turn in the draft, the calendar is yours. And as long as there's not somebody within a 100-mile radius of you who's already chosen that date, you know, the date's yours. Because quite frankly, it's, you know, from my home to Greater Houston is 6.5-7 hours. So no offense, we're not really competing for the same shooters, even though, you know, you haven't even left the state. And so that 100-mile rule solves a decent amount of problems, gets everybody, you know, on the same path. And that's something that the association does to just kind of make everything fair and help, you know, help the little guy as much as the big guy where, when it comes to calendar planning.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about people sending you messages and you have to send them up the line to the NSCA, how many of those do you have to look at? Is it a ton?
A few. I don't know. I would say 2 to 5 a month.
Oh, it's not that many.
I think the NSCA has done a good job of empowering club owners. Yeah. It's and that's something as a business owner myself, it's hard to be a part of an organization that really dictates what a private for-profit business is doing. And that's something that Michael Hampton and I have talked about. You know, it's a line to toe. This is a competitive and professional sport at the same time that it's a recreational sport. And these are private for-profit entities that are, you know, as Gary would say, they open their gates and invite in a couple hundred people they don't even like, field all their complaints, and then kick them out, you know, 5 hours later, right? So, you know, and I say that with a grin on my face, because it's a little true and it's a little hyperbolic, but you know, I feel like it's important to have that relationship. And so if there's something egregious or rules based or really needs a judgment, you know, that stuff gets forwarded up so that the appropriate people can look at it. We're pretty blessed that we don't have just a ton of that. I think the rumor is always worse than the truth, right? Like the yeah. bark is worse than the bite. So, sure. You know, everybody knows somebody that heard somebody and totally saw this other guy do something. But when you start asking who and where and how, lots of times it doesn't really materialize. So your mileage may vary, but that's kind of what I see.
Yeah, that's right. So you're talking about rules. Well, we just had a pretty big, adjustment, I guess you would say, sure. to the classes. Sure. And I know you listened to the Gary Fitzgerald podcast we had. what are you hearing, and what's your take on that?
You know, I've heard both sides. I'll reference one of our directors who's just kind of been a long time pillar of the sport in Texas, J.R. Cooper. J.R. got downclassed and he said, "Man, I love it. I can't wait to go to shoots again. I can't wait to, you know, get excited again." He says, "Because, you know, now I don't have to show up and beat, you know, Corey Cruz or Dom Grassi or, you know, somebody like that. You know, now I get to go. Now I get to go see where I'm at and what I'm doing and how that works." And so consolidating the classes a little bit, I think is a positive. I walk the line. Like, I'm just good enough to get in trouble and not quite good enough to get out. So, you know, a lot of times I feel like I don't belong in master class. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to a shoot. I missed a couple birds. I went to the parking lot kind of like, "Oh, shucks, I left about 4 out there. You know, somebody's going to beat me." And by the time I got home that night, you know, I got a text message from the Score Chaser app that said, you know, "Congrats." And I thought, man, if that's not a lesson in every bird counts just as much as the previous one, right. You know, I don't know what is. And so, you know, as soon as I say, like, "Dang, why won't they put me in AA?" then you go and win a little something. So as my shooting buddies, travel buddies, Clayton Nance, One Eye, all of those guys, you know, we always joke about there's a difference between being West Texas good being Texas good and then being nationally good. And so, I don't know. I think I'm in the middle. I know all the right people, but I'm always a couple birds behind. So,
yeah, I'm more than a couple, but it's okay.
yeah. Okay. And I really love the spirit of the competition. You know, we shot an event in Houston this weekend. I think champion was 79. That was Byron Justice. Corey shot a 74. I shot a 64, and I'm more proud of that 64 than I am of a whole bunch of stuff, because this was a shoot that was over the top. You know, just for the fun of it, you know, so everybody wants to shoot a 96, but sometimes it's a heck of a lot of fun to shoot a 64. Now, a lot of people were in the parking lot not agreeing with me, and I respect their right to do so, but, you know, it's just a clay pot in the sky. I mean, shoot it or don't.
So. Yeah, hit it or don't. At the end of the day, it's not going to anybody that, other than the people that do it for a living, which you and I don't. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I've always said it's just a piece of clay floating in the air. I mean, shoot at it and hit it. If you don't hit it, then oh well. You go and practice some more. I mean,
yeah.
There's no reason to get mad about it. So, you know, if you don't,
absolutely,
it's like I tell my son, if you don't practice enough, how do you expect to hit any of them? I mean,
right.
I mean, you're going to miss them. You're just going to do it. So,
right.
But anyway, we're going to talk about the Texas State. Teamed up, I guess, with Browning Briley this year.
Yes. So, kind of like we've alluded to, Texas being what it is in sporting clays, and our state championship having such prestige and growing so large. Unfortunately, there's just a few venues that can hold it, and you know, right or wrong, I think we could change a whole bunch of stuff and shrink the event, but. You know, I don't think that is in the best interest of the sport or the people or the venues. And then, you know, vice versa, sometimes you get too big to manage. So for better or for worse, and everyone schedules what they are, Greater Houston Sports Club, Kevin and the guys down there in South Houston stepped up and said, hey, you know, if you'd like to partner with us, you know, we'd like to have you. So, the Browning Briley that is a shoot with a lot of legacy. This year is going to be combined with the Texas State Championship. So there's a ton of support that's been given by Browning and by Briley. And so, you know, it's neat. It's an experiment. It's part of the growing pains of, you know, what happens when you find your state association shoot being bigger than a couple of the last U.S. Opens. It's nuts. You know, Texas having a facility like the National Shooting Complex in the state, puts us in an interesting place. Obviously, you know, nationals can hold a couple thousand shooters at any time. And so from 2020 to 2030, we've agreed to have the odd years at NSC. And one of the reasons we agreed to that is because when you compare not NSC and NSC events, the NSC events are attended by 34 or 35% more people. And so, you know, sporting clay shooters, right? If they don't really like what you're doing, then they won't come. So if 30% of them, more of them come, you know, regardless of what's said on social media or, you know, mentioned in the parking lot, it's hard to argue with the data, right? So yeah. Greater Houston, the National Shooting Complex, Travis Mears' Defender Clay Sports Ranch, you know, we've found ourselves where there's a few clubs, and I think we have a few on the horizon. I don't want to put anybody on blast, but I think there's a few clubs interested and looking to grow into it. And of course, there'll be some pains there too, but, you know, it would be neat to expand the venues, but right now we're kind of rotating between those three or four.
Yeah. And Greater. I hadn't been to, the only one I've been to is the National Shooting Complex.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Travis Mears' place, and I don't know anything about Greater Houston. The only thing that I know is Travis is a nice guy. I'm sure he's got a nice place. And
yeah, very. He's outside of Fort Worth.
Right.
Kind of on the west side of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some rolling hills, some terrain. It's really neat. And there's the South Central Regional will be there in September. So
yep.
He's had a Texas State in 2022, a regional coming up. And, I know he is actively working to have another Texas State in the future. So 10 out of 10 for him.
Yeah. But it's going to be at Greater Houston this year.
Yep. Yep. So back to Greater. That's a club that's been around since the late 50s. In fact, offline, you and I were trying to get Kevin, their COO on the phone with us, and it just didn't work out. I know I'm going to do a little bit of a disservice, but Greater's a fantastic club. They've had, I think, four courses that just run 24/7, 365. A lot of people who have been to Greater Houston know that famous drive down the lane where, you know, off to your left, you see a 120-foot tower. I mean, it's a monster tower. And, you know, at the Browning Briley or at the Diamond Classic, the two main events that Greater Houston hosts every year, you'll see a bird all the way up there. And it's just, it's life altering to watch a clay come off that thing and just go on for about 2 weeks before it leaves over the horizon.
Yeah.
It's a really, really neat facility. They've put, some time, some effort and some money. If you're familiar with Greater Houston, they kind of have a main event course that's double sided and, you know, unlike a lot of places, it's about six Polaris's wide, so you can actually get through it, and it's well paved, and the shooting stands are all nice and covered, and it's very, very, very nice. They've actually kind of leapfrogged that and have a whole nother set, and I think it was debuted at the Diamond Classic last year. But that's where FITASC and Five Stand, some events like that will be. They pushed a lot of dirt, a couple man-made ponds. The dirt that created those ponds, you know, is piled up in some Northbrook-like berms in some places. So, you know, it really added some terrain to that kind of South Texas coastal property and has made it just 10 out of 10, in my opinion.
Yeah. I need to see that place. There's a lot of places I need to see I hadn't been to, but that's, you know, that, you know, I've always heard good things about it. You know, the Diamond Classic, the trophies you see coming out of there, the Browning Briley, you always see something about that. It was, you know, the Greater Houston, championship, club championship. I mean, you hear
club champion buckle race.
Yeah. You see that online just as, I mean, it seems like as much as you see anything else that they host, you know, like you get your first you get a parking spot. I mean, yes. I'm in on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. No, so. they do it. They do it first class and they do it right. So yeah. So April the 17th through the 21st, myself and about 1,100 other shooters and probably another 1,000 spectators will all descend in South Houston. And, we're looking forward to that party. So,
that's big, man. That's big for people listening. I mean, and people listening probably know, but you're expecting about 1,100, 1,200 people?
Yes. Cause every year we seem to set another record. And so this would be on par. I think we're like 60 to 70 days away from the event kicking off, and you know, we're knocking on 800, and Kevin sent me a screenshot the other day, of individual entries, right? So like if Justin's going to shoot the main FITASC and Five Stand, you're three entries. I think we have like 3,750 entries. So that is a lot of rounds that will be thrown.
Yes, sir. What about the money? Tell me about what you can win there.
Yeah. So, Kevin Browning Briley, the Texas State Sporting Clays Association, a bunch of the other sponsors, they have kind of come together to make a pretty serious purse. One second, I'm gonna scroll back. Okay, so HOA is $10,000 cash. Runner up $5,000, third place $2,500, which is, you know, in line with some national, if not better than some recent nationally known shoots. So, you know, in class, it goes down to like 1500, 1000 and 750, same thing for concurrence. And so it is a series of events that you can come participate in. And, you could actually be net positive. I don't know. It depends what you eat and drink after the fact, I guess. Yeah. That's usually where mine goes. So there's some interesting stuff they're publishing. They're back to class numbers. So, the Cedar Gap Wealth Management Fee Task, event and five stand event, are all $10 back to class. They're doing a couple different 12 gauge events. So Greater has kind of coined a term, sporting light. So it expect easier, simpler charity feel good targets, right? So, you know, if you know what that is going in, now you know what you're signing up for, you know, versus the main or maybe Fee Task or something. The TSCA is sponsoring the Hall of Fame, in honor of the 20th anniversary of our Hall of Fame program. And we're going to, each station is going to have some special, signage and recognition for our, 30 or so plus, you know, living Hall of Fame members. White Flyers True Pair Cup, the Adios Cup, those are all going to have $10 back to class. So, you know, you're not going to go shoot a side event, win your class, and then feel a little shafted when you get a trophy, but no payouts. And that's some of the feedback that we get. And you can't give away the farm, but, you know, you can definitely, put your money where your mouth is. And, that's what they're doing. So the last thing is, Aguila Ammunition is sponsoring the Super Sport, and the Super Sport pays $50 a person back to class. And so previously this was sponsored by, do you know Ron Ewer?
Yes.
Legacy Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ron, before Ron retired, this was, sponsored by Ron and his family dealerships. And so based on the way it used to work and how, you know, Greater Houston, Aguila, and the TSCA see it going forward, the total purse should be $25,000-$30,000 there. And Masterclass should be paying out about $8,000 to win the Super Sport. And that's just in class. That's not anything else. So that goes all the way to E. So if you got a bigger, deeper class, payouts are sky high. And so that's something really neat that the folks at Aguila, and Greater Houston have worked on. So I think there's a shout out to be made there for those guys and Corey Cruz and for them coming up with a great idea.
Yeah. And so if you add all that together, about how much is that?
A little over 150,000.
Wow.
I think is the, yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm embarrassed. I should know.
Well, it's somewhere
150, 160,000. Yeah. So yeah.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
It should pay.
Now who's setting the targets?
Yep. So, Mike Boyer is their, for lack of not knowing his actual term, he's the boss of the outside stuff. I always say Kevin's the boss of the inside stuff. Mike's the boss of the outside stuff. So Mike will be setting some courses. Henry Velasquez, a lot of people may not know Henry, but if you've ever shot the orange or the red at Nationals, chances are Henry's had his hands on a couple of those machines. So, you know, if he can set Nationals, he can set Texas State. And he is a regular employee at Greater, if I'm not mistaken. Jason Minky, of course, everybody knows Jason, Briley Jason, Mattarelli Jason, world famous. And then, Dennis Aguiles, who's, also on staff there and, sets diamonds and Browning Briley's buckle races. So they've got a pretty deep, they have a pretty deep bullpen there. There's dozens of other people that'll be running around teching and managing the courses.
It sounds like y'all have this thing down pat.
Well, a lot of credit goes to Grader for that, but yes, we do big events.
Yeah. Tell me about, like, so when everybody's done shooting, what you gonna have dinner and on yep. Saturday night? What are you doing there?
Yeah. So, Browning Briley goes, first class in all of their events. And so with the Browning Briley Texas State being combined, Thursday night, there's going to be a ladies snooker event and a cocktail hour. So if I'm not mistaken, there's something for the guys to shoot. And I think you can be on another field posting a snooker event score for the shoot offs later. But there's a special ladies shoot off and a cocktail hour. And then Friday night is the Hall of Fame banquet. So that's a pretty traditional Friday night thing for Texas State, regardless of where it's held. It will be in the pavilion this year. We plan to max it out as far as capacity. We have tickets available on Score Chaser whenever you do register, or you can get some there live and in person. Like I mentioned, it's the 20th anniversary. So, we're inviting all of our alumni. We're asking them to bring their blue jackets, their blue sport coats with the TSEA patches on them. Even if they don't fit, I've gotten that text message once or twice, like, "Hey, I outgrew mine." And I'm like, "Well, just bring it, drape it over your arm."
Yeah.
Cause I think it'll be special to get a picture, with all of those people and just to have some of the legends of the sport, you know. There are a few that have unfortunately passed on, and I know there's a few that just, you know, flat out won't make it, but, you know, me being active in the sport, you know, 10 years and some of these guys being active in the sport, guys and girls, 20 or 30 years, you know, they've forgotten stuff that we hadn't even thought of yet. And so I think it's important to have those people around and embrace it. And then, I'm pretty sure it's all public knowledge. It definitely will be by the time this goes out, but, for the TSCA Hall of Fame, this year, we are inducting, Ed Origi and Mark Tipton, a couple names that a lot of people are going to know and recognize through either their accomplishments with the gun or their, you know, giving back to the sport, representing Team USA, representing a lot of industry partners. Two gentlemen that are each, I think, personal friends. And I'm looking forward to being able to put a blue sport coat on those gentlemen that yeah. night. So,
and pretty special. Corey's father-in-law, right?
That is. Yep. Yeah, that's Corey's father-in-law. And then a lot of people will know Mark and then Mark's dad. I never actually got to meet Mark's dad, but, growing up in West Texas, I knew these guys that had stickers on their buggies. And I asked one time, well, what does the razor mean? You know? And, that was Mark's dad. One year he entered 74 events. And I think he flat out, not just concurrent, but like open division, HOA'd 72 out of 74 events that he entered. And so, wow. Super, super cool to see, you know, a father and a son, you know, represent Texas so well. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, that should be interesting. And it sounds like it'll be big.
Yes, sir. You know? Yep. So that's Friday night. Saturday night is the Browning Briley Bingo. Kevin says crawfish. Rumor has it they will have some crawfish. So a lot of people in Texas, Louisiana are not going to get any this year. I guess maybe there's a drought issue, something like that. But we will have crawfish. I guess Kevin's going to buy the last one off the boat or something. the snooker shoot off, which, you know, is always super well attended. I think the snooker payouts are bigger at Texas State than some of them at the U.S. Open or Nationals, just how many people are shooting and participating. And that'll all be right there in front of the pavilion, under the lights, live scoring. Kevin announces it. And then Browning Briley always sponsors a big bingo night, and we have a bunch of Brownings to give away, a bunch of Briley stuff to give away, stuff from some other sponsors. And so it will be a party, and it'll be worth your while to be there for all the festivities, whether it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what I've got going on when that's, when that comes up, but that sounds like it's something to, you know, something to be fun to go to for sure.
Yeah.
It's always something to do, it sounds like, and there's a lot of money to win.
Yeah. Always something to do. Yeah. So,
what else is going on in Texas other than Texas State? I mean, you got, you know, what other shoots or big stuff that you have going on?
Sure. Well, you know, we were talking about growing pains earlier and, you know, not every club can just open their gates and have 1,000 people show up. So, you know, over the years, the board of directors has tried to do, you know, like assistance programs or grant programs. Long before I was involved, my home club wrote a letter and filled out the grant paperwork. And, you know, the TSCA donated a couple shooting stands. I mean, you know, it's little stuff like that that makes the world go around. But I think some of those programs had kind of seen their day and we weren't getting a lot of applications and things like that. So in order to put that money back to work and to bring shooters and events to small clubs, we came up with the Texas Championship Tour. So everybody loves the big national championship tour. And so in Texas, the tour consists of, you know, there's a pocket of clubs that we call North. And if you would just kind of in your mind, draw a pretty loose circle around the DFW area, right? Mm-hmm. And then we call it South. So you can draw a pretty loose circle around, you know, Houston and San Antonio. And then pretty much West is West, you know, and there's a smattering of clubs all throughout there. So every year we pick one club in each zone. You know, they ride in, they say, hey, yeah, we want to have an event. This is, you know, we want a partner. And my ask of them is just put your best foot forward. We want to partner with you. We want to promote your club. We want to incentivize people to go chase those points, chase the statewide payouts and the statewide trophies. And, we don't need a thing in the world from you except just, you know, put your best foot forward. Somebody might come to your little club, fall in love with the place and, you know, maybe not every month come back, but every couple of months come back. Cause it's always fun to go shoot at a cool new different place. And hopefully this motivates somebody to go somewhere that they've never been. So, you know, you don't have to go over the top. You don't have to have a 200 bird main. You don't have to triple your payouts. Just, hey, we want to highlight you and we want to partner with you and give shooters a reason to be there. And so, you know, for a small club, say they get 40 or 50 people at a regular shoot, well, if 10 people show up, I mean, that's a meaningful increase in attendance, right? Sure. And so, it's one of those, you know, we move the needle on the 1,000 person shoot. Well, we also want to help try to move the needle on the 50 person shoot. And then what's the middle ground? You know, is that kind of 200 person shoot? And there's some clubs, Greater Houston, Defender, Dallas Gun Club, you know, that every time they open the doors, they do get 200, but then there's some that don't or won't ever. And so, for the last 10 years, the second most registered event at a state championship is Super Sporting. And so, you know, I say numbers don't lie. People vote with their feet. If they didn't like what you were doing, they wouldn't offer you their credit card. So let's have a Super Sporting championship. And so we've bounced it around. We've had it in Lampasas at Julie Clark's club, Austin Gun Club. We've had it in East Texas at the Hunt Families Club, 5H. And then this year it'll be at Greystone Castle. And so a lot of people know Beth Bounds. She's the general manager there, runs everything from the quail and the chucker and the pheasant hunting to the sporting clays. And so, you know, our goal there is just to give shooters another chance for programs, awards, and recognition. And, you know, and a neat venue to shoot at, a mid-sized club that, you know, can handle the 200 and 300 and 500 people, but 1,000, you know, 1,000 folks. I mean, you'd run out of parking in Mingus, Texas really quick if everybody showed up at Greystone. So, that's kind of what the board has settled on. And as a way to help anybody who wants to participate and, you know, raise their hand. So we've popped those events around a few different clubs, and you know, we just went to Texas Premier in March. We're going to go to Brownwood, Texas, which is kind of central, west central Texas, a new club that has really turned into something pretty special. Lots of terrain. I mean, several hundred foot elevation changes. Their main event wraps around this canyon on the side of this mesa. And so, you know, from station one to station 10, I think you gain something like 800 feet. I mean, it's serious. Wow. And so that's really cool. And then in May, we'll be at North Lake, which is a new club in North Fort Worth, that a couple gentlemen partnered together. One of them that you know from the podcast, Vincent Hancock. So longtime USA Olympian. Yeah, he's got some skeet fields out there. If you watch his, you know, social media, you'll see the backdrops have changed, and that's because he's coaching and operating a new club. They have a neat little clubhouse. I was there a couple weeks ago with some of the Beretta folks on their way out to the SHOT Show, and Vincent has a pro shop there in North Fort Worth that rivals the one at the Nationals in San Antonio. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff, but you know, he's also one of Beretta's most accomplished athletes. Yeah. and a longtime partner. So yeah, he has a really cool setup, and you know, he's out there on some equipment, some machinery, pushing brush piles, you know, the day before a registered event. So he's all in. So neat little things like that happening in Texas that we want to highlight and promote. And, you know, keep on going down the list. Anyone listening that's in Texas, I would encourage you to reach out to myself or somebody else and say, hey, I'm in. I want a partner. And because we have nothing set for 2025. So opportunities are out there.
Yeah. There's 40 of you out there.
Yeah, know, exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
What are you doing? Like when your term's up here, which is this year,
you know,
what are you going to do?
So I'm so we'll have a new president, which directors are elected by the membership, and then the officers are elected by the board of directors. In our first meeting, which is May after the state championship. So whomever's the new president, I will stay on the board as the immediate past president. Hopefully many of those video calls, I can stay on mute, but you know, my job's always just to be there and give a little historical hows and whys. We did the things that we did, and for right or for wrong, at least provide a little context. But, I've had a few interesting conversations. I love shooting sporting clays. I mean, there's a lot worse things that you could do with your time. I would like to keep going. I'd like to be involved kind of at the national level, because I think we've done a good job to grow some things here in Texas, and I don't think we need to go in and turn everything upside down, but I think that there's, you know, some people who love the sport, love the competition, yeah, have some ideas, yeah, have a little bit of business sense, you know, can at least, you know, put some input so that we can keep taking baby steps in the right direction. There is no one size fits all, and I don't envy really anyone that has to make the hard calls. Cause even on the whole class thing, like we talked about earlier, there's not a perfect way to do it, but there are incremental improvements that can improve the game. And when we look back in 5 years or 10 years, you know, ideally we're in a better spot than we are currently. So
yeah. Well, yeah, sounds like you got it going on down there in Texas.
Well, yeah, whenever my friends invite me to do something, I say, oh, well, I got a sporting clays thing. They always joke and say, oh, you've got to go be the mayor. And I say, yeah, yeah. But I love it. I love the shooting. I love the people. My cheesy joke is that I'm far better at collecting shotguns than I am shooting shotguns. So, you know,
you collect
it's them. Nothing I'd rather do.
Now, what do you shoot? What kind of gun do you shoot?
Oof. One of everything. Is that a correct answer?
That's why I asked that. You said you had you like to collect them.
Yes. So I, by hook, by crook, by accident, ended up with one of the Launch Edition SL2s, and Jim Greenwood just restocked that for me. And it is, absolutely gorgeous. I like it a lot.
So I know I've shot people with one now. So that's Anthony, and I think Mike Deonda has one.
Well, and I shot with Christian Crawford at one of the regionals last year, and Christian was shooting one. What was it? Louisiana? We were shooting in Louisiana. So yeah, there's a few sneaking around out there. It's neat. It's different. I have a stable full of Berettas. I love to mess with them. I take them apart. Like I'm not scared to knock every spring and roll pin out of one of those dudes. And a big shout out to Clayton Nance. Clayton polished a DT11 EELL like mirror white, and then said, you know, it'd be really cool if somebody would DLC coat one. So I was like, oh, well, here, watch this, buddy. And so I did. I knocked every pin out. I had them in an egg crate. And, you know, folks were like, gosh, weren't you worried that you couldn't put it back together? And I was like, no, not really. I DLC coded it. So that's neat. Just a neat project. Jim Greenwood's restocked Krieghoff and Perazzi's and all kinds of stuff. There's always a good reason. There's always a good reason to have a cool new gun. And so, yeah, why not? Life's too short to let your friends shoot ugly guns.
I know one thing you got. You got every single color vest they make.
Well, a huge shout out to the Rodens and Bear Pelt. I have, full disclosure, I've maybe given away as many vests as I've purchased for myself. They're super people, and I'm proud to represent them and be on the Bear Pelt pro staff team, and it's just too fun to right, the whole sport's too fun. So it's too fun not to have, you know, your logo, or I've really enjoyed wearing the state logo on a vest that says president, not because I'm, you know, trying to brag about, you know, leading a conference call every month, but because I want people to come up to me and ask me the questions, because you don't know until you ask. That's and right. So, you know, find somebody and ask, because there's so many perceptions, and I don't do a lot of social media anymore, but, you know, the things that you read on social media that somebody assumes is absolute fact and turns out couldn't be farther from the truth. You know, I think that's what, whether it's podcasts like this one or just boots on the ground, I think that's what, you know, we need some more of is, how do you reach as many people as possible, put a gun in their hand, develop a passion for the things that we like to do, and then make sure that they know where to go ask and to not be scared to ask. I, you know, the first time I saw, I don't know, Zach or Corey or somebody like that, you know, in the wild, I was still a little starstruck, you know, and slowly but surely you realize, hey, you know what? These are real people that you can go up to and ask questions. And believe me, I am not anywhere near them when it comes to pointing a shotgun, but please, somebody come ask me what do we do? You know, I it's always neat to get a call or a message from somebody in another state that says, hey, I heard Texas is doing this, you know? And so, yeah, I would love to help anybody have a better program. So,
yeah,
because that just means more shooting.
That's right. Means you get to take off work more, right?
Yes. Well, so anytime it looks like, you know, we're having too much fun, you never see sitting in a hotel room at 1 o'clock in the morning with your iPad open, typing away like a maniac. So, you know, these things happen.
Well, you got anything else, Ben, before I get off?
No, dude, I can't thank you enough. This was a cool opportunity, and I would encourage everybody to check out the stuff that we've got going on here in Texas. I know we have 25 or 30 states already represented when you look at the breakdown, and I think 7 countries. So, you know, by all means, come to Texas, make this your, people talk about the clay vacation that is the Florida swing, you know, and I'm headed to Jack Links tomorrow. I think you are also later in the week, but make Texas a cool swing, just like Florida or some of the West Coast stuff.
Now, the thing about Texas, do you have to wear boots and cowboy hat and all that stuff when you come down there?
After your shooting. Oh, okay. Come on now. If you wear cowboy boots while you're shooting, you know, they got those heels on them, you lose your ankle mobility. So if I ever get in a shoot off with somebody at a charity event and they're wearing cowboy boots, I just assume they're not going to be able to turn very well. So
they're going to be using too much of their hands.
Yeah. All hands. That's so, right. No, after the fact. Well, and that's why we go big with the parties on every night here at the Texas State. So we do it right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Everyone listening, go check them out. How do they find out more information about the organization?
Yes. So the Texas Sporting Clays Association website is txclays.com. If you click, there's several drop downs across the top. You can click the ones for events and it'll show you the events we've got going on. That's where you can find our board of directors meetings that we hold on the first Tuesday. I encourage anyone interested, raise your hand. I think we'll have a few board seats turning over this next year from just people that are rotating off. So, you know, there are opportunities to serve, and we're not going to throw you in the fire on day one. You know, come get on the board of directors, learn what makes the world go round, learn about the sport, find a way that you feel comfortable helping and volunteering, and then, you know, let's make it work. My contact info, personal contact info, is on that website. So you can always get a hold of me that way. And then, you know, I think most of our shoots have kind of consolidated. We've got a few clubs that still use iClays, but nearly everything's consolidated on ScoreChaser. So whenever I'm looking for a shoot, I go to ScoreChaser, I go to the upper right-hand corner, and in the search bar, if you just type TX and hit enter, it will just bring up Texas-only clubs. And I'm always looking for a place to shoot. Maybe there's very few that I hadn't been to anymore after being the president for 4 years. So, you know, that's all of our Texas clubs are represented there one way or the other.
Sounds like it's in line. So,
yeah,
you know, I hope the turnout for the shoot's good, and I'm sure it will be, like you said.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it sounds like it'll be fun and a lot of money to win. So all you that got kicked back down a class, you might want to go out here and try to win some of this money. Unless you just rather have your master class pin back. I don't know.
Yeah. But, you might as well have a hat full. Isn't that what Gary said?
Yeah. Yeah. have four or five different ones.
Absolutely. So, last but not least, Browning, Briley, can't thank those guys enough. Long Range, Blazer, Lincoln, White Flyer, JG Industrial, WSL, Cedar Gap Wealth Management, TSCA. Forgive me if I've left one off, but those are some of the sponsors that have worked to make this a sweet event. So one last shout out to them, and I don't know, man, let's call it a night. Come to Texas.
Come to Texas, but first go to Florida. Jacqueline.
I'll see you there. All right, buddy. See you there.